Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Tiffany. How can I help you?
Hi, Tiffany.
Hello.
My name is Teresa Tavion. I'm calling on behalf of my dad's account. And the reason why he can't call himself is because he's incarcerated. So my mom has me calling because there's a charge that they're charging $19 a month. It's from F Causa Online, and it's $19 that they're taking, $19 a month. Can we not get that charge? We don't know what that is.
Okay, so if you're calling on behalf of your father, I would have to actually either speak with your mother or unless you have a power attorney over here.
Okay, my mom's right here. She's the wife. Mom. She's right here.
Okay.
Yes?
Is it okay that I speak with your daughter regarding your husband's account?
Yes.
Yeah, because they've been charging $19 monthly, and
yes,
don't even know what is this for.
Okay, yes, ma'am. I'll go ahead and locate the information here. Can we start with the zip code, please?
95121.
As the first and last name of the account?
Florencio Tavion.
Okay, what was the first name again, ma'am?
First name?
Yes, ma'am.
Florencio. Florencio. Florencio.
Okay, let's see here. And what was the last name again?
T as in Tom, A, B as in boy, I-O-N.
Okay. Thank you so much for this information. For security of this account, ma'am, I do need you to verify the address that we do have off our place.
1370 MOCO, M-O-C-H-O, Court, San Jose, California, 95121.
Okay. Thank you so much for this information. I located the account here, ma'am, but it shows here that he's only been billed for the digital certificate with us, which is $75. I don't show a $19 transaction is billed to his account.
Yeah, $19 monthly. The date is January 11.
Now, it shows here the card that we have on file is MasterCard 116069, excuse me. Well, I don't show there's no $19 charges.
But this is a monthly charge.
We have the bank reference number. Do you want that?
Yeah.
Well, there's no way I can look it up by the bank reference number. That's the only for the bank. But we have a bill here, any $19 transaction on his account. It just shows he was billed $76, and that was it.
How about DC T-Mobile charge? That's done monthly. That's $249.
TB Mobile charge? No, we only billed him one charge for his concealed permit, which is the $70-something that he paid. And that was billed to him back on April of last year. We haven't billed him any since April the 5th of last year.
Well, because we just have a bank thing in that.
Yeah, I received the bank statement monthly, and this been charging monthly $19 a month.
Now, I can look it up by the card information. It has the card information changed?
No, but this is the telephone number that we need to call. $19 monthly. We'll be able to do the other one, but this one we get hard time to do it. I don't know why.
So if you don't see on your end, does he have any outstanding payments due?
No, maybe it doesn't show anything like that here. It doesn't
okay,
even show
no,
where we have attempted to bill him for $19 on the account. And only it would show, and then it would show there was a decline payment, or if the payment went through. I'm not showing any of that on the account.
Okay, so do we just ignore it then? Because we get this,
but it's removed from the bank monthly. How can you ignore it?
Oh,
and this is the number in here.
Oh, I get it. So it's taking it out from his
checking.
Yeah.
Okay, so the core information what I just provided that we had on file is the 1169. You said it's coming out of his checking account or it's coming out of his debit card?
1169 from the checking account monthly. $19.
So should we go to the bank and ask?
I would do something because I'm not, like I said, that's the card we have on file, but we haven't billed him since last year, since April. So if you mean you billed a $19 transaction, it's not our company that's billing him a $19 transaction.
Okay. Want to go to the bank?
Yeah, we need to. Because I don't know what is this. Charging monthly $19 a month.
Okay.
And this is their number showing.
Okay. Is it Tiffany?
Yes.
Okay, Tiffany. Okay, thank you so much for your help. We'll just go to the bank and see what's going on then.
Okay, no problem. Is there anything else I can help with today?
Well, that was it.
Okay, thank you for calling customer support. You have a great day. Bye-bye.
You too. Have a great day. Bye-bye. Want to go?